This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 253 for Thursday, February 2nd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is lower Thursday morning to go along with mostly negative sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soil is lower to start trading, as well as Malaysian palm oil. European rapeseed is mixed. Crude oil is $1 US per barrel lower as traders wait Chinese demand and the United States Federal Reserve's announcement on Wednesday that it has raised the key interest rates by 25 basis points. The Canadian dollar is mostly steady compared to Wednesday's close. Ahead of Statistics Canada's upcoming report on February 7th, the trade is estimating canola stocks to be 11.7 million tons, compared to 8.8 million last year. The March canola contract is down $6.20 per ton at $821.80. In the U.S., corn and wheat are both down, while soybeans are making slight gains. The USDA reported this morning that export sales of U.S. corn totaled 1.59 million tons during the past week, up 75% from the previous week. Parts of Argentina are expected to receive timely rains during the first half of February, but coverage will be sporadic, missing the dry northeastern parts of the country. Meanwhile, agricultural firm Stone X is predicting Brazil's corn crop at a record 129.9 million tons. The U.S. Energy Information Administration said U.S. ethanol production last week averaged 1.028 million barrels per day, up 16,000 from the previous week, but down 13,000 from the same week last year. Stocks decreased 635,000 barrels from the previous week to 24.44 million. The March corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.77. The USDA reported that export sales for U.S. soybeans over the past week were 736,000 tons, down 36% from the previous week and at the low end of trade expectations. Soy meal exports were 165,400 tons, down 46% from the previous week. While Argentina's crop appears to be slated for only 36 million tons, Brazil's crop was projected by StoneX at 154.2 million tons. The March soybean contract is up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.32. The USDA reported U.S. wheat export sales at 136,400 tons over the past week, down 73% from the week before. The U.S. drought monitor will be released later today and likely will not show a change in drought conditions across wheat-growing areas. The trade is expecting Statistics Canada to estimate 22.3 million tons of stocks as of December 31st, compared to 16.8 million last year. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.56. The March Kansas City hardwood wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.77. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.24. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, February 2nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.